Oh yes, fuck me, baby. Fuck me. Oh, please. Fuck me harder. Oh, I need it. I need you. Oh. Oh, fuck. Just give me a second, okay? Okay, I'm decent. You can come in. Hey, Dad. No, I'm okay. I was just taking a nap. What's up? School's okay, I guess. Yeah, the packed lunch you made me was great. Thanks. I know you're really busy, but you always take time to look after me. I just want you to know how much I appreciate that. What's this? Lunch money? Oh, thank you. But does that mean... Oh, I see. You need to leave earlier in the morning, so you won't be able to... Okay, I get that. No worries. I'll get something from the supermarket. It's cheaper than our school cafeteria anyway. What about you? I'm guessing they don't offer free food in your break room anymore. Not since the cutbacks. You'll just wait until you get home? No, Dad, you can't do that. You have to eat too. I know you always prioritize my well-being, but you have to take care of yourself too. I hate seeing you like this. You're always working, taking overtime whenever you can get it. You barely have a social life anymore, or any free time for yourself. It's starting to show. You bring so much work back home with you, and you're not eating much, and I know you're not getting a ton of sleep lately. You're starting to look kind of pale, and you're so tired all the time. It's not right, Dad. Come on. You don't have to play the tough guy in front of me. I'm your daughter. You can tell me anything. You're really okay? All right, if you say so. But maybe take a nap or something for me? This is a lot of money. Is this for something else besides food? You've been saving it up for my birthday? Dad, I can't take this. I know we've really had to tighten our belts lately, but it's okay. I don't want you to feel guilty about it. It's not your fault. You don't have to make up for it like this. I guess I could go out with my friends. It's been a while since we've hung out. You know what Sarah and Janine are like, always wanting to go to the movies or on a spending spree at the mall. And I think you know where I'm going with this. I don't know. I guess I just don't want them to know about our situation. Like I said, it's not your fault. Mom's the one to blame for all of this. I know you loved her a lot, Dad. I did too. But right now, I'm just so fucking angry at her. What was she thinking? How could she do that to you? To us? She just took off in the middle of the night, and the next thing we know, she's halfway between Vegas and Reno, and all of our savings have been gambled away. By the time we were finished filing a missing persons report, she'd wrapped our car around a tree, hopped up on God knows what, and I don't know. I just can't understand what she was doing, running off like that. I mean, we both knew she had some psychological issues, but I didn't think it was possible for her to do something like that. I guess the warning signs were always there, but it's hard to know what was really in her head until it was too late. Yeah, you're right. She wasn't herself when she did it. And I did love her. But right now, I really fucking hate her too. It's just so unfair what she's put you through and you just having to put up with it like this. The endless bills and the creditors constantly breathing down your neck. All because of what she did. I know, Dad. No matter how bad things are, we still have each other. It's like you always say, we're a team. It's you and me against the world. I love you too, okay? You're the best dad in the whole world. My shirt? Oh, don't worry about it. It's just a tiny rip. You can barely even see it. There's no need to replace it just yet. Yes, you're right. I've been wearing the same 3 outfits to school all semester. I keep trying to vary them up by putting different pieces together, but I think the other kids are starting to notice. No, no one said anything, but some of my friends are starting to give me looks. At least I'm not in high school anymore. I swear, those kids could smell blood in the water. You should have seen the way some of the girls in my class got bullied over the smallest things. Thank God I don't have to deal with that. Yeah, I had my eye on this one summer dress I saw down at the mall. It's really cute. But are you sure you want me to take this? Don't you think you should use some of it too? Are you absolutely sure? Okay, thank you. I'll try to spend it wisely. So long as you promise me to take better care of yourself too. I don't want you to neglect yourself because of me. Pinky promise? All right, it's a deal. One second, I'm getting a message from Sarah. Oh, wait, why is this thing turning off? Oh, God, you did not just see that. Tell me you didn't see that. This is so embarrassing. Yeah, I was watching stuff. I mean, I was watching porn. Come on, Dad. It can't be that big of a shock, right? Everybody watches porn these days. It's not that big of a deal anymore. I know you watch it, too. I mean, I'm pretty sure you watch it, too. It's okay. We're both adults. We can be honest with each other about this kind of thing. It's just, sometimes I need to get away from it all. You understand, right? It's just an escape. It's just fantasy. What was I watching? Dad, you shouldn't be asking me things like that. You really want to know? Okay, fine. I'll show you. It's pretty vanilla, to be honest. Not like some of the other stuff I've been, never mind. The guy in the video? What about him? Yeah, he is a bit older than she is. I kind of like that. You know, older man, younger woman type stuff. I don't know, I guess I just like the idea of being taken care of by an older partner like that. So, what about you? What do you like to watch? Oh, now you clam up. No fair, Dad. I showed you mine, but you're not going to show me yours? Not appropriate. I think we're a little past appropriate by now, don't you think? Okay, Okay, I won't push it. You know, I'm just glad you're not too weirded out by this. Things would have been pretty awkward between us otherwise. But that's why I love you, Dad. You've always been so understanding and easy on the eyes. I mean, according to my friends, of course. Anyway, I know we're going through a rough patch right now, but we'll make it through no matter what, because we've got each other. Yeah, that's true. We're still a long way from breaking even, but we're going to make rent this month at least, right? Dad? You're going to try for another loan, but didn't they turn you down twice already? I mean, that's one more reason why I shouldn't take this, right? You've worked out a special deal with them, like a mortgage? Oh, I see. Yeah, I guess you're right. That kind of sounds like it might work. But I guess that also means you'll be locked into more payments for who knows how long. Thank you, Dad. I know you're really trying. And I want to do my best, too. I just wish there was some way we could bring in some extra cash. It would make things so much easier for us. Dad, what if we made a porno, you and me? Wait, don't freak out. Please, don't go. Come here. Sit on the bed with me. Just hear me out for a second, okay? Please? I know it sounds crazy, but I'm serious. What if we made some porn together? I'm telling you, we could make some quick cash if we just shot a couple of basic videos together. It doesn't have to be anything super complicated or over the top. And it would really help out with the money situation. I should do it with my boyfriend instead? What boyfriend? It's not like the boys at school are lining up to date the broke girl. I'm sorry, I didn't mean for it to sound like that. Even if I had a boyfriend, I'm not sure I'd want to do something like this with him, if I'm being honest. My point is, I'd only do it with someone I really trusted. Someone like you. It'd be okay if we don't think about it too much. It could just be like stress relief for both of us. Dad, I'm not stupid. I know why relationships like these are frowned upon, but that's not us. I trust you. I know you'd never mistreat me. You can't. You won't damage me, I promise. I know that's what you're afraid of, because you love me, and I love you too. So please, just think about it. And it's not like you'd be trying to get me pregnant, so we're not risking doing any harm to each other, right? We don't have to go all the way. I could just give you a hand job. That's not so bad, is it? No, it wouldn't be incest. It's more like mutual masturbation. We both do it all the time by ourselves anyway. It's not a big deal. Come on, Dad. You must have heard me. I know you were just being polite when I said I was taking a nap and you pretended to believe me. It kind of turns me on that you were listening, even if you didn't mean to. And I know you like to touch yourself, too. I hear you sometimes, even though you try so hard to be quiet. When I was walking down the hall late last night, I heard you moaning. I was worried you might be in pain or something, so I tiptoed over and peeked inside to see you. Well, you... I even caught a glimpse of your dick. You have a really nice cock, Dad. And I kept standing outside your door, listening to you pleasuring yourself. I just couldn't help it. You seemed so far away from it all, so caught up in your own little fantasy. And it made me smile to see you happy like that. I'm just glad you were making so much noise. Otherwise, you would have heard me for sure, because I was touching myself too. I held my hand up against my mouth so you wouldn't hear me moaning as I knelt outside your door, cumming my brains out and ruining my panties. Not for the first time either. And maybe it was just my imagination, but I thought I heard you moaning my name. I'm really flattered that you think of me that way, Dad. Okay, well, I guess I'm way past the point of TMI here. I hope you're not too weirded out by it. But like I said, we both do it all the time by ourselves. So what difference does it make if it's your hand or mine that's stroking you? Don't forget, this was my idea, and I'm okay with it, really. Yeah, just a hand job, I promise. That's as far as it goes, cross my heart. You will? You'll shoot porn with me? Awesome. Thank you, Dad. Thank you. All right, I should go get into character. Just wait here, okay? I need to take care of a few things. Love you, Dad. Bye. Okay, are you ready? Ta-da! What do you think? Cute, right? It's very daddy and baby girl, don't you think? The thigh highs and the twin tails really sell it, if you ask me. Here, let me give you a better look. I borrowed some clothes from Janine. She helped me with my makeup, too. No, I didn't tell her that you and I were planning to, you know. I just told her I wanted to try camming. Lots of girls do that today, and a lot of girls call their boyfriends daddy nowadays. I don't know why, they just do. What can I say? Their audience really eats that up. I mean, read into that what you will. Yeah, that's got to be it. A whole generation that grew up with daddy issues. Must be all that avocado toast. How do I know all this? I watch a lot of porn, okay, Dad? Like, a lot. And it's basically all over social media these days. It's gotten to the point where I'm starting to think that most things are basically porn masquerading as something else. If it's not in your face, it's being pretty heavily implied everywhere you go. And most people still pretend that they don't consume it, even though nearly everyone does. Don't get me started, but I'll save that for my PhD thesis. Me? I think I've pretty much seen it all by now. Yep, it's just nonstop filth blasting through the inner tubes. I know, right? Not like it was back in your day, huh, old man? Sorry, I couldn't resist. But I just want to say, Dad, you're awesome. I can't believe you really agreed to do this with me. I know it's asking for a lot of trust. I just wanted to make sure that you're okay with it. Are you absolutely sure? You're not freaked out by this? Okay, great. I just wanted to check in with you before we got started. All right, Dad, let's go make some porn. What should we do first? I was thinking maybe we should snap a few photos before we move on to making the video. For the profile page, I mean. I've been studying some poses. I know the lighting's not great, but I can fix that on my computer. Let me just get into position on the bed. Okay, how's this? Good. And this? What about this pose? Sexy, right? Don't worry, I'm keeping my top on for now. Always leave them hungry for more. Got them? Great. Yeah, these look really good. Thanks, Dad. Okay, now for the camera setup. I have an idea. You could put your phone up here on the shelf, and I think I still have my old digital camera around here somewhere. I know, Dad, I'm a sap. I just couldn't bear to part with it. We've recorded so many good memories on it over the years. Anyway, I could mount that on this tripod, and then you can shoot me using my phone, and then we can get multiple angles at the same time, really giving the audience a show. Pretty neat, huh? No worries. I'll put it all together in post. You don't think one video is going to be enough? Yeah, I guess you've got a point. Well, to tell you the truth, I've already laid some of the groundwork. How? Please don't get upset, Dad, but I've been doing some modeling online. You know, tasteful nudes, stuff like that. But what I really need is a video to help kick off my brand. That's why I came up with this idea. It really helped me to get things to the next level. And it'll also really help us out with the money situation. I just know it. And there, cameras are all set up. Hey, Dad, before we get started, I just want you to know something. I don't want you going into this thinking I only came up with this idea out of desperation. I wouldn't have suggested it if I wasn't attracted to you. And I was pretty sure you felt the same way about me. But I was so scared to bring it up because I thought it might ruin our relationship. I'm so happy you see me that way too. I was terrified that you'd look at me like I was a freak or something. So it's really okay. And I just wanted to make sure that you were okay with it too. Let me prove it to you. Give me your hand. Here, touch the front of my panties. See how wet you've made me? I'm always like this around you. That's what you do to me, Dad. Are you ready? I think I am too. Just make sure you're recording, okay? Hey guys, it's me, Angel Dust. I've got a special treat for all of you today. That's right. I'm making my first ever video with the help of a very special friend. Say hi, Daddy. He's not much of a talker, but that's okay. Anyway, let's get him warmed up, shall we? Ooh, already so hard for me, Daddy. Were you as excited for this moment as I am? It sure feels like you're ready. Can I take it out? Thank you, Daddy. Oh, wow. You're so big, Dad. I mean, Daddy. Oh, shit. I got a little peek earlier, but it looks even bigger up close. So thick and veiny. It feels so warm in my hand. Does that feel good, Daddy? My slow hand softly stroking you. Up and down like this? Yeah? Yes. You're getting even harder for me. You want me to go faster? Okay, Daddy. Not too fast, though. I don't want to make you come straight away. Is it okay if I lick it just a little bit? Please, Daddy. It looks so good. I just want to taste it. Please? Please, can I? Thank you, Daddy. Oh, I love running my tongue up and down your cock like this, Daddy. You taste so good. Can I kiss it? How's that? Do my lips feel good on your cock, Dad? Oh, I mean, Daddy. Oh, I love kissing your cock, making out with it. Wow. Swirling my tongue around the head. Fuck, Daddy, I'm so wet. I need to touch myself. Can I touch myself, please? Thank you, Daddy. Yes. God, your cock is so perfect, Daddy. I love sucking on it like this. Seeing the way it pulses around my soft lips. Running my soft, warm, wet tongue up against the tip of it. Fuck. I could do this all night. Yeah, that's it. Slap it against my face. Just like that. Let me worship your balls, too. Oh, I bet they're so full of yummy cum for me. Right, Daddy? Lots of sticky white cum for your little angel. Where do you want to come, Daddy? In my mouth? On my pretty face? Or somewhere else? Daddy, wait. Let me try something else. How does that feel? Does it feel good when I rub my body up against yours like this, Daddy? I can feel your hard cock pressing up between my butt cheeks. That feels so good. Here. Let me move it further down. You can slide it between my thighs. Across my panties. Oh, God, yes. Just like that. It's okay, Dad. It's just outer course. It's perfectly fine. Oh, fuck, Daddy. That feels so good. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh, Daddy, my pussy feels so tingly. I need you to put it in. Please. Just slide it in. I'm so wet for you. Please. Just pull my panties to the side and put it in. Please. Oh, please. I need it so bad. It's okay, Dad. Just the tip. Just the tip, I promise. I'll make you feel so good. Please put it in. Please, Daddy. Please. Oh, oh my God. Oh, it's in me. Oh, you're fucking me. Oh, you're really fucking me. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, it feels amazing. Oh, stretching me out. Fuck. No, keep going. Oh, keep fucking me, Dad. Oh God, your cock is so perfect. Oh, it's the most perfect fit for me. Oh, I love it. Oh, oh God. Oh, 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 I'm gonna come. Oh, Daddy. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, Daddy, are you close? Wait, wait, let me finish you off with my mouth. Oh. Oh, you're so swollen. You look like you're ready to burst. Fuck. It's okay. Daddy, you grab my hair. Push it deeper. Make me gag on it. I want to gag on your cock. over. Please. More cock, daddy. Are you ready to come? Yeah? That's it. Come for me. Come for me, daddy. Paint my face with your cum. Yes, fuck. Oh, you're coming all over my face. Oh, it's so warm. Oh, wow. You really covered my face, daddy. I can barely see anything. Okay, that's all for now, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Love you all. Holy crap, that was great. You did an amazing job, Dad. Okay, you can stop recording now. I think we've got everything we need. Hey, do you mind if I have the shower first? Yeah, you got me good. My face is a mess. Not to mention my hair. You really got into character there near the end, Dad. Did you enjoy yourself? I'm happy. I mean it. I'm just glad I could make you feel good like that. Yeah, I really enjoyed it too. Okay, I'm gonna hit the shower and then I'll do some editing. I'll let you know when I've posted the video. Thanks, Dad. You're the best. Oh, hey, Dad. Welcome home. Did you have a good day at work? Me? Well, school was, you know, school. It's whatevs. Hey, come here. Sit on the couch with me and let me grab my laptop. I'm just going to check out our video real quick, see how it's going. To tell you the truth, I was too nervous to take a look last night. I wonder if we got any traffic. Holy shit. Is that the view count? Oh my God. Our video is really blowing up. This thing's like going viral. Here, Dad, look. That's insane, right? And that's just the preview. I wonder how many people paid for the full version. This might be enough to cover our... Okay, wow. Oh, we're covered. More than covered. This thing sold like crazy. Not to mention the ad revenue we're generating. I know, we did it. We're on top. Oh, I love you, Dad. I wonder what people got so fired up, though. I mean, this never happens with new videos. Let me take a look through the comment section. It looks like someone started a rumor that we're, you know, actually father and daughter, and it just spread like wildfire after that. I guess we're like incest influencers or something now. Can you imagine if we made more of these? Okay. Let's take it easy for now. I think we've earned it. How about a movie night? It's been so long since we've had a chance to cuddle together on the couch. I get to pick the movie, though, and you just have to put up with it, mister. Now, I don't know about you, but I think we should celebrate our first daddy-daughter porn video with some nice takeout. Don't you think? Yeah, I could really go for some Chinese. Let me call the restaurant. You know, I think maybe I'll hit the mall tomorrow with Sarah and Janine. See if I can't find some new sexy clothes. For what? Silly daddy. For our next porno, of course.